Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we want you to stick it here with us for the next 3 hours. You will not be disappointed. We got plenty of football, plenty of basketball. NBA season opened last night with two very interesting games. And obviously, baseball's in full swing, too, with the championship series in both leagues going on. So it's a great day to stick with us for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However, you may be listening. My partner is Rob Parker. What's up, man?
Yo, what's happening on this Worship Wednesday?
I am good.
Hey, it's you smell that? That's the Lakers right there, Chris. You smell it? Man.
You're done with them after one game?
No, not done, but I just didn't expect that. Like, LeBron and AD play great.
They suck.
And for them not to even, like, the Warriors won going away. No Klay Thompson.
I don't know that they won going away. They won. Don't get me wrong. The Lakers were not impressed.
They scored 38 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's
what I'm saying.
They
trailed the whole game until the fourth quarter.
38 points. I'd say going away, 38 points in the fourth quarter. You ain't winning many games in the NBA when you give that up. And the other part is no Klay, and Steph shot, like, 5 for 90. And they still won. It felt like that.
I mean,
it was 5 for 21.
Okay. I mean, Brooklyn got destroyed, too.
No. Brooklyn wasn't playing the defending on the road. The Lakers were at home.
I'm just saying. We jump into conclusion after one game.
I'm not jumping to conclusion.
Because Brooklyn's goal ain't to finish, ain't to reach the conference finals.
It's
to
meet, that's not what I'm talking about.
So, we'll get into more of that in the next hour. But we got a great show for you today. A special extra special guest up. Yes, a legend, I would say.
Wow.
On the Celebrity Corner, that's at the bottom of this hour. We'll have fun with that. Of course, it's a Worship Wednesday. DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G running things. And on the updates, our man, the loquacious Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's get right into it. Obviously, we could start off with basketball, but there was a story today that it's not breaking news. It's just a little bit more of a development on the Deshaun Watson potential trade to Miami. Rob G, summarize what's going on for us.
Well, earlier this afternoon, we had the great John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, one of the most well-respected sports writers in the country, say that he's hearing.
Are you flashing his resume?
I mean, okay, just want to let you know, this is a legitimate reporter. This is not, me reporting this on the Street Fire podcast. Okay. This is John McClain saying that it's looking possible that Deshaun Watson could be traded this week, specifically to the Miami Dolphins. Now, in the hours after that, we've had other reporters, local reporters in Miami, in Houston, and in Washington say that if Deshaun Watson gets dealt to Miami, then the Washington football team and the Denver Broncos are in the mix for Tua from Miami.
All right. There it is. With that being what's out there, Rob, I'm just going to throw it at you. If you're Miami, do you do it?
Well, Deshaun Watson is a proven player. I mean, it's not even close with Tua, who's still trying to establish himself as a quarterback. We saw last year, I had issues with them putting in Fitzpatrick for him and pulling him in and out, and they just didn't seem like they believed in him. Then there was all the rumors before the draft, Chris, and then whether or not they were going to draft a quarterback. You remember that? And then finally they decided against it. But so on face value, this is a layup if you can get Deshaun Watson. Now, the only issue is Deshaun Watson going to be wearing a Miami Dolphins uniform or orange is the new black? Like, like which one is he wearing? I'm just trying to keep it real. Which uniform,
that's true.
Right? Which uniform will he have on? So that's the only question mark. And, you know, if you're Miami and you feel good and think like there's not nothing's going to happen, then you pull the trigger. If you're the GM and you convince Stephen Ross, the owner down there, who's in love with Deshaun Watson from all reports, Chris, and they make it happen, and then Deshaun Watson's not available, it'll probably cost the GM his job because there'll be picks and other stuff that you'll give up, plus your quarterback, and maybe he's not playing. So if I knew he was playing, I don't even think there's a question mark. If you know, I would give up everything to get a franchise quarterback. That's what all teams are looking for.
Yeah, I agree with you. And even if Tua eventually improves, and look, it's early in his career. This guy, Tua, has started, what, about 9 games, you know? And people, look, everybody develops differently, all right? Everybody's not going to step right in and be outstanding. Some will be, you know, Justin Herbert stepped right in his first game and threw, I think, for 300-some-odd yards. He played great.
He was the offensive rookie of the year last year.
Right,
I mean, he
was a
stud from day one, absolutely.
But, yep, everybody didn't do that, and to include in many of the all-time greats. So Tua started 12 games. He's 7-5, certainly hasn't blown the doors off of anybody. But
there are question marks about him,
right,
definitely.
Big-time question marks. I tell you this, Rob, if I'm Denver or Washington, I do jump into this and try to get Tua. I honestly, I think Houston should want Tua back. I think he's better than Davis Mills. I know Davis Mills played well against New England, but outside of that, you know, I think Tua's better. Obviously, we haven't seen much of Mills either.
But don't you remember the stories that teams were saying that they would want to trade, but they didn't want Tua? I was like,
That Houston doesn't want him. But Washington and Denver hopping in this, look, obviously Washington needs a quarterback. Taylor Heineke's been okay, but that's relatively speaking because we don't expect much from him. He's kind of come out of nowhere. Denver, Teddy Bridgewater, you know, he's so-so. That's what he is. Everybody thought everything was going well when they were 3-0, but they beat a bunch of bad teams, and now they've come back to earth, and so is he. So I would like to have a guy like Tua who's got at least got upside, at least the thought of upside, whereas all these other quarterbacks in those two spots, we know what they are. Rob, you know, certainly there would be some type of legal protections for these teams. If indeed Deshaun Watson ends up going to jail and not being able to play football. But to your point, there's no way you get the picks back.
No.
Right? I mean, you know, I can't see that happening.
There's no contingency, Chris, if I'm making a trade. Right today, he's available when we traded him. It ain't like he's behind bars.
Yep.
And we made the trade or whatever, and if he doesn't get out in 6 months, we rescind the deal. He's available. He's not suspended. You know he has this pending legal action, you know, and all this other stuff, and you're taking the risk, not the team that's trading him.
Well, you wonder, too, and I don't know. I'm thinking he wouldn't do this, Rob, but is there the possibility that Deshaun Watson would seek to settle? If he's traded, he's now in a place, Miami, where he wants to play. Is it possible that he says, let's settle? Now, he's come out boldly and said and denied any wrongdoing. And settling, you know, it isn't always an admission of guilt, but in the public eye, right, most people take that as, okay, you're admitting you did it.
Chris.
Or you don't want it to go to trial.
Do you remember the Marv Albert situation when Marv Albert was?
Yes.
For people who don't know, Marv Albert had a scandal when he was the Knicks broadcaster. And I still remember this. NBC, remember, he was the voice of the NBA.
Yes,
on NBC.
He was.
And Marv said, you know, it was involved a woman and assault or something. You got to Google it. But anyway, the point is, I remember him saying he'll never cop a plea. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and NBC stood by him. They said, if you're not going to cop a plea, we're going to stand by you. You know, if you right. say that this is didn't happen or whatever.
Right.
And then Marv copped a plea, and NBC fired him immediately. Like, if you remember right. that, right? Because they were like, you know, you
well,
told us you were
evident. Yeah.
Right. You yeah. said you're not copping a plea. We'll stand by you if you're telling us you're innocent.
Right.
And he copped a plea. And it doesn't mean, like you said, it doesn't mean you're guilty, Chris, but it paints the picture that there was something
right.
there.
Right.
Because,
for
you to
look,
cop a plea.
If I were in Deshaun Watson's situation, Rob, and I know I absolutely am not guilty of these allegations.
You
want to
clear your name.
My name.
Right.
Exactly.
Clear your name.
I am fighting tooth and nail for my name to be cleared. Now, I will say this. Sometimes, I guess, Rob, we kind of saw it with the whole John Gruden, Adam Schefter stuff in these emails that came out. A lot of times when you go to trial now, especially nowadays, Rob, with the technology.
Chris, they
a
uncover
lot of other
discovery.
Things,
right,
right. That's totally different. It might embarrass you in a whole nother way. That's not even related to the trial. Some of that stuff could come out.
You don't think Brady destroyed his phone for no reason? I'm dead serious.
No, I mean, honest, you're right. Yes, was some of it
that doesn't
related
mean it could be
to
personal,
Deflategate?
Right.
Maybe was any of it related to
right.
Deflategate?
But it
maybe
could
not.
Be personal, right.
Could have been a whole bunch of other stuff, right. He just didn't want one out there. So, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, but I'm going to say this, and I've said it before, Rob. I don't like the way Houston handled it, though. I really don't. I just think that they should have been playing Deshaun Watson all along. Rob, I know the team is poor, but David Culley actually it looks like he's a pretty decent coach. You know, that team has played hard. They've looked – let's keep it real. I mean, it wasn't like the Texans. I know that they were a mess as far as stuff going on in the organization. But you've said it before many times. You can't argue with the fact that they made the playoffs for the last 6 years.
Right. No, you could say you didn't like the way things are going, but it ain't like they were the Jets or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you can't say that.
They're not making Jacksonville right now.
Exactly. They weren't in that class. Maybe they weren't all the way at the top or one of the all-time, you know, contending teams, Chris, but they
yep.
were in the mix.
Yep.
They were in the playoff.
Yep. And I just think, and we've talked about it, if they had Tyrod Taylor starting, yeah, I'm not saying they'd be a playoff team, but they might not
though.
Be 1-5. Maybe they're 3-3, something like that. Who knows? And I just think you did a disservice to David Culley because you didn't give this guy a chance to coach Deshaun Watson. And also, Rob, I'm just fundamentally against paying a guy all that money and he's not playing. Now, if you're injured, that's one thing. I get Kyrie Irving's situation. I'm not upset about the Nets paying him because, you know, they're choosing not to let him play road games. But in this case, if I've got Deshaun for however long it is, I'm playing you, and if you refuse to work, then we don't pay you, and we'll go. They could have done the same thing and not paid him, right? He doesn't want to play. Okay, Deshaun, go away.
Right. No, take the
and
field.
And then we'll trade
take the
you.
Field.
You don't
right.
get paid. Right.
Yep.
But we'll trade you, but we'll let you know when that happens. But the bottom line is, it's to your point, Rob, if indeed he's available to play, and the interesting thing, Rob, would he play this year? I think he would. I think he would play this year for the Dolphins. And that would be fun to watch.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how it all plays out. There's another shoe that's going to drop. That's just how I feel.
Meaning?
I don't know. There's no way.
Legally or?
Yeah,
what?
Legal. Something's going to happen here. Something. That
oh,
just
you
doesn't
think the legal suspending?
Just something
like
doesn't
that.
Make sense. Like if he gets through the whole year, Chris, and doesn't play, but nothing happens legally, that just wouldn't make sense to me. There's got to be something.
Well, the trial, Rob G. What court? Is in February. Yeah, so there's not going to be anything legal. It would just be up to the NFL if they want to suspend him. But All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on a Worship Wednesday. Should the Dolphins trade for Deshaun Watson? Is he worth the risk? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, here's what you do. You go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, folks, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone.
Number one.
It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is Deshaun Watson worth it? We all know what could happen. He's got these legal situations going on. Is it worth trading for him now if you're the Miami Dolphins?
I'm worth it. I'm worth it. I'm worth it. Isn't there a song like that? I'm worth it.
There is, Rob.
Right?
Yes.
Come on, man.
It's your theme song, Rob.
Who sings it, Rob? Who sings it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, whoever it is.
Let's keep it that way.
It's a female. I can't remember. What is, right? Whatever.
I think it's Fifth Harmony.
Fifth Harmony? I'm worth it. I'm worth it. All right, here we go. Let's see if Deshaun Watson is worth it here on The Odd Couple. Kurt in Ohio, you're on Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kurt? What's happening?
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
We are great, man.
Love your enthusiasm. Hey, my take on the Deshaun Watson thing is, I keep hearing, why is he not playing, this and that. I think it's kind of simple. He's not playing because he said he wouldn't play. They are not going to play him because if he gets hurt, then he loses his trade value. However, the minute that he gets traded to the Dolphins and they activate him, the league has got to step in and put him on the commish list because the league is not going to let this man play with everything hanging over his head.
Well, see,
so they must know something. They must know something like, you know, this may all go away in order to make this trade. Or Miami's like, okay, we're going to make the trade. We're going to activate him knowing that the league's not going to let him play.
Right. Like that could be. Now, that makes sense. I mean,
we've been saying that's right. The only thing that makes sense as to why they wouldn't play him. Because, Rob, exactly. If I'm them, I'm not settling for, well, I don't want to play. Not in paying you. You can say you don't want to play, and I'll say, okay, we're not paying you. But otherwise, if you're going to get out there on the field if you're going to make this money. But like Rob has said, maybe they know something. The league, soon as you try to play him, the league's
exactly
going to put him on the commissioner's exempt list anyway.
It's something that we don't know. I'm sorry. Because, Chris, your point about how to deal with it, if he says like he's not taking the field, then you wouldn't have to pay him in subordination,
right,
suspend him. So there's got to be something here. All right, how about the blind Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington? You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, Chris and Rob? How you guys doing?
Man, we're doing
good.
You?
Man. How are you?
I'm doing great. My take on the Deshaun Watson thing is this. If we're talking short term, it wouldn't be too bad if like you didn't know you're giving up a lot. But the issue is long term. We don't know what's happening. This trial starts in February. It could be nothing, or it could be something where he doesn't play football again. And the Texans want a big haul for it. So to me, it's just not worth it to try and give up a lot for a quarterback where you just don't know. Clearly, he's better than Tua, and the Texans are dumb for not wanting Tua, but I wouldn't do the trade.
So you
That's
wouldn't
fair.
Do it.
It's fair. Yeah. I mean, again, if I'm Miami, Rob, I would think they've done their due diligence. They must see something where they think he's going to be able to get off.
Right, maybe.
Because otherwise, why in the world would you? I mean, as good as he is –
But Chris, there's always people who think, you know, let's roll the dice. We're the Miami Dolphins. We haven't won since Don Shula was 40. You know, like it's been, you know, the late Don Shula. But that's, you know, true. What I'm saying? Yeah. Like they haven't done anything. What has that organization done over the last 30 some odd years? Not much. Right. So maybe they look at it as, we might, it might work out for us. Maybe, you know, something happens and the case gets dismissed, or he pays everybody off or whatever, and the league doesn't do anything, and there's a chance that we wind up with a great franchise quarterback that we've been dying for. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of, is that they're just saying, taking the ultimate without risk. What do they say, Chris? There's no reward,
no risk,
right?
No reward. Right.
Yep.
Right.
How about Wayne in Ohio? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's
up,
Wayne?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Yep. Where in Ohio are you? That's a big state.
I am over close to Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the eastern part of the state.
Yeah, you're right on that, on the border. Okay.
I'm right
Steubenville,
up, isn't
Steubenville over around there? Zanesville, Steubenville?
Zanesville and Steubenville. Yeah, about 30 minutes from Steubenville.
Yeah, and right there, 5 minutes away, is Pennsylvania, right? Is that where it is?
No, not Pennsylvania.
He's on the other side.
Pennsylvania, Virginia. If I could jump in the river, I could be in Cincinnati in 4 days.
Wow.
So, did you know that the owners of the Dolphins was spotted scratching lottery tickets at 7-Eleven?
Hey,
well,
it might
he decided
be.
that wasn't high enough stakes, so now he's going to scratch the Deshaun lottery ticket. This guy has so many problems; he's toxic. If he gets by and settles the civil suits, you know, for a nuisance value, the Harris County County Court may decide to tie him up for the next 10 years. And if they do that, the commissioner's not going to let him play with his legal things ending right. over him. This is a Hail Mary by the ownership group. If they make this trade, this is insanity.
That's what I think, is that like they're just so desperate that they're like, let's just give it a shot. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, we gave up a quarterback we really didn't want. We haven't been winning anything anyway. And we might get lucky, Chris, and we might wind up with a franchise quarterback.
That's the only thing that seems to make sense, because it's a heck of a risk. All right, we got a celebrity corner, a special one coming up.
A real celebrity.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
Our guest this week on Celebrity Corner is an absolute legend, an actor, a director. I'm just going to introduce him. Robert Townsend. Robert, are so excited to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I am a big fan. This is a treat for me.
Man.
Now, are you a sports fan? Are you a big sports fan?
I love sports, man. No, I'm basketball and football. Those are my two sports that I love the most.
Beautiful. And we love your work. I was telling Chris before in the pre-show meeting, Hollywood Shuffle is one of my favorite movies. And was it your grandmother playing the woman who played your grandmother who kept saying, you know, there's work at the post office throughout the whole and I thought to I've been saying that for years, because it's like such a typical like black family kind of thing. Like don't reach for the stars. You know, there's good work there. Don't have to do all that. So I love that.
Oh my God. No, that wasn't Hollywood Shuffle. That was played by the legendary Helen Martin. She was in movies with Keenan, and you know, she was like a legend. So yeah, that was my grandmother in Hollywood Shuffle.
Yeah, a good friend of the show. He's actually been in studio with us for a couple times. Leon, who was the star of Five Heartbeats, and that's obviously one of your other huge movies, and we love that. So it's great to have you on. Now, we know that your latest work is going to be on Netflix, and it's about Colin Kaepernick, a documentary about Colin Kaepernick. And it's called Colin in Black and White. Tell us, it's about his life, right? Like, his developmental years, how he grew up. We know he was adopted by a white family, correct? Tell us a little something about this documentary.
This is a limited series for Netflix, and it's a six-episode series, and it's about his childhood, like when he was in college, and it's kind of like when he first discovers who he is. It's the first time he has to deal with racism. So one of the episodes that I'm dealing with, it's called Road Trip, and it's the first time that, you know, he's adopted by a white family, but he had never... He's experiencing racism, and they don't quite get it. And he's like, I think things are happening, and people are treating me differently because of the color of my skin. So it's really interesting, but it's really inspiring, because when we think about, you know, Colin and taking the knee and everything that he, you know, has gone through, it started when he was in high school. And then the second Wow. episode that I directed is called The Decision. And what people don't know about Colin is that he was great in all sports. He was great in football, baseball, and basketball.
Wow.
And he only got offers for college in baseball. So it's a whole really? Episode about how nobody wanted him for football. So it's a real, you know, it's about his childhood, but it's inspiration for anybody that, you know, has a dream in their heart and how this brother stuck to his dream.
But Robert, let's go back to the when he experienced racism. Okay, so we know he was adopted by a black family. His biological parents
are by a white family.
White family, I'm sorry, but the biological mother and father, are they black and white? Are they mixed? Like, is he mixed or is he black?
Well, you know what? We don't really deal with it initially in the story. So right now, the episodes, they don't really say. They just know that he was given up and then this white family adopted him.
Okay, because
I always
to
have
me,
been
he
under
looks
the
like
impression
he's...
that he's biracial.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I know he's black, African American, but you know, like one of his parents is white. That's what I was under the impression of.
I think so, but you know, he's never, to my knowledge, gone through the whole process of finding them, because the family that raised him, that you know, he claims them as his family.
Okay.
And I understand.
So
that.
How much into his life do you guys go? Do you go into all of this stuff with the NFL and then even up to present day, or does it kind of stop before he gets to the NFL and it's just about his developmental years?
It's a mixture, because we Ava DuVernay, you know, created this with Colin, and basically it is kind of like his childhood, but it's also about history. So like in my episode, Romer Bearden, who was the famous, you know, artist.
Yep.
He was also an amazing baseball player. So there's a story. So we go forward and backward in time as we go through his development process. So it's done in a real artsy way, because you learn something in the process while he's going through his journey. But it's a mixture. So it's not traditional in any, you know, Ava's brain is on a whole other frequency. So she tapped into, yeah, we're dealing with, you know, how he became Colin, but we're also dealing with putting it in historical context.
How about how much work did you do with him per se, and how much did you get to interact with him and get to talk to him and give us some insight on where his head is? And obviously he's a thought out human being who cares about people. That's obvious. But what did you take from your time, if you spent time around him?
You know, I spent a little time around him, but what was crazy was that it was in the middle of COVID. So the studio was like, you can't get on a plane. So we had a few phone calls, but I didn't get, because I was going to shoot him in New York. And then Ava went to New York to shoot because, Netflix was like only one director, but because of COVID. But, no, you know, let me say this. He is a level-headed, down-to-earth, you know, guy. And basically, as we talked, he was this innocent kid that found himself, you know, like when we talk about taking a knee, many people in sports, you know, make a lot of money, and then they go, I'm good, I'll make a donation to a charity, I'll do that. But he was, like, so, you know, affected by the injustices going on that he goes, I have to do something. And then somebody said, you should take a knee and just, you know, make a peaceful protest. But who knew that taking that knee would be the shot that was heard around the world?
Right. Right. How is his consciousness, if you will, and his, you know, fight for justice, racial justice in particular, how has that affected his relationship with his adoptive parents? Have they been completely supportive, or have they not understood and stuff?
You know what? I'm not totally certain on all of that, but I know it's got to be hard on them because, and let me say, Nick Offerman plays his dad, and Mary Louise Parker plays the mom. And
So this is done dramatically, right?
Yeah, like
it's not just it's a docu. I don't know what the term it's
a docudrama, yeah, because he narrates it. So Colin also narrates it. He takes us in and he goes, you know, and it's written, you know, I can't wait for you guys to see it because he kind of narrates and says, hey, when I was in high school, I thought I was free, but I really wasn't free. And he just kind of narrates, and then all of a sudden we do a reenactment of his life. So we have actors playing the parts, and so you kind of see the actors playing his parents, and all of this is based on real stuff. They were, you know, just two beautiful, you know, people that said, hey, we want to adopt a kid, and we don't care what color, what race, and they adopted him, but then they weren't ready they weren't ready for everything that comes with adopting a black kid. They didn't even know how to do his hair. So one of the episodes is about, you know, he's in love with Allen Iverson, and like, I want to get my hair like Allen Iverson, and they don't know how to even get his hair done. So it's like real simple stuff. And then, you know, he's in an all-white neighborhood, and he's like, I think I'm falling in love with this black girl. And they're like, there's no black girls. There's one black girl. And, you know, it's all this honest, real stuff that a young black man would go through. And it's the seeds of what made him eventually take that knee. And a lot of it I identify with. When I was a kid, I didn't understand racism the first time it happened to me. And in my episode, it's funny how it happens. And I was like going, oh, my God. It's like it's not even like they call you out of your name. It's like somebody with a smile says, can I help you? Can I help you?
Right,
are you lost?
Right, right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. This is the legendary actor and director Robert Townsend, and we just appreciate you, man.
Yes,
and thank you for giving us 10 minutes. Yeah, we can't wait to see this. I wanted to say, too, I was good friends with Suzanne Douglas, who, of course, was in your show, The Parenthood. Yeah, and she passed away a couple months ago, but we live in the same town as her in New Jersey, and my family knew her pretty well. She's a great person.
Oh, my God. Thank you, man. No, she was special in my life, and that was so sad that she just passed. As a matter of fact, I'm having a reunion with all my kids from The Parenthood next week. So we stay in touch, you know, but, you know, that was, you know, it's been a devastating time with COVID and everything. We lost so many people.
Yeah.
No doubt.
That's
thank
the great
you,
Robert Townsend. Thank you again. We appreciate it. Everybody check out Colin in Black and White on Netflix. All right. See you, Robert. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for taking time.
Appreciate it.
More iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Worship Wednesday. Rob, let's go way out west. Obviously, there's been a ton of talk about Kyrie Irving and his refusal to take the COVID vaccination, which has kept him from playing or will keep him from playing in home games with the Nets, not because of the NBA or the Nets, but because of the New York City law. And as a result, the Nets have told him, just stay away, period.
Right. And we so want you either all or nothing. No half-stepping. Right.
Right. He's basically out for the season. But there are other similar things like this that are going on, Rob. And one of them is out there in the state of Washington, Washington State University. Their football coach, Nick Rolovich, is suing the university because they fired him, Rob, because he would not get vaccinated. Okay, now, he did request a religious exemption. He claims to be a devout Catholic, and the university denied his exemption. But here's the interesting thing, because I'm all for religious exemptions if they're legitimate. The thing is, the Pope, who is obviously the head of the Catholic Church, has actually encouraged Catholics and others to get vaccinated.
Right.
So now you can still not get vaccinated, but I don't see how in the world you can claim a religious exemption when the leader of your church is saying you should get vaccinated.
Right. And here's my only thing, Chris. He has a right to do whatever. I think he's trying to use saying that the AD was treating him unfairly, like trying to come up because he wants his money. You know what I mean? Like, he don't want to be out without the money. He was making $3 million a year.
Well, will he get his money? Because really, he was fired. He doesn't get it.
I don't, because he wasn't compliant with.
Because he wouldn't take the.
This is state rules. You know what I mean? Right. Like, this is a law in that state, like, to be able to teach at that university or whatever it was. State workers, Chris. You know what I mean? So if you.
Right.
If
you all the workers in the state were required.
Exactly.
All the workers in the state, the public workers, yes.
Right. Are required to be vaccinated. So he's a state employee, the highest state employee making $3 million a year. Here's my biggest problem. Is that the students are at almost a 98% vaccinated rate, and the coach let the kids down. The kids who followed him to the school, Chris, he recruited them. Now they're going to get a new coach. You know, I'm sure it's one of the assistants this year, but next year they'll probably hire somebody. Those kids' college football careers are going to be thrown for a loop because you don't know who the new guy is, whether he's going to keep you or not. I just think it's unfair to the kids because if it's not a religious thing, Chris, then and you are all these kids are depending on you and he let the kids down. You can say whatever you want. He let the kids down and I feel bad for the kids and at the, you know, play for.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. He's let them down. And you know, we believe it's a health situation. And anybody you're around, you're putting at risk and you're putting yourself at risk. I get it. He clearly, we don't know what it is because besides saying it's a religious exemption or trying to get that,
right.
He really hasn't gone into detail on why, even in depth about his religious beliefs. So, but clearly, Rob, I think he's buying into some conspiracy theories out there.
Right.
I mean, he may not want to admit it, but that's clearly what it is. And again, there's a lot of people out there. Virtually half the country feels this way. But there are ramifications to that. And as you said, look, I get it. If you have a strongly held belief and it means you're not able to coach the kids you recruit, then I'm fine with you following your beliefs. But, you know, in this situation, it's ramifications. And again, the religious exemption part is not going to fly because obviously the Pope isn't on board with it.
Right. But Chris, he can do that. And you know, I'm not telling him what he has to do, but I do believe he let the kids down. That's all I'm saying, is that the kids, I think they had won their last three games and they had turned their season around. And your coach and four other assistants.
Huh?
What
are they? 4-3.
Four and three.
Now. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, they were playing better. And then your coach is like, nope, I'm out of here. And four assistants. It just feels like, I don't know if there was pressure on the star quarterback or running back or something, you know, like, oh, how are you going to let your teammates down? You know, that's what sold is about the team. And then the coach is the one who refuses to do what's best for everybody.
I agree. You can say he let him down. But again, and I don't agree with his beliefs, whatever they are that are keeping him from being vaccinated. But if you've got deeply held personal beliefs, like a legitimate reason, then, you know, you do what you got to do. But yeah, it's unfortunate. We'll see how it plays out. We got 2 hours left. Ah, couple, lock it.